Hey everyone, welcome back to Amazing Adventures with David and Nicole. I am your host, Josh. Today we are heading down south. We're going to Puerto Vallarta. David, take it away.
Thanks, Josh. So, Puerto Vallarta, you know, it's a place almost everybody's heard of. It's in Mexico.
It's one of the safest places in Mexico to go.
Right. Important quality. Southwest flies there. Another important quality. It's on the Pacific Coast side. The wedding of the century, the wedding that ate our lives, had been November 5th of 2022. And we recognized fairly early on in the process.
Your daughter's wedding.
My daughter's wedding. I feel like we talk about it too much, but my daughter got married on November 5th of 2022. And she was living with us at the time, and she leaned on us for some help towards the end, and it was a lot more than just some help. And so we recognized that we were going to need a break. We had family in from all over the country. We were responsible for so many different things, including a massive brunch at our house the day after the wedding. So we planned that we would go the following weekend. Nicole had a 3-day weekend. We decided we'd get away. And we'd go someplace that we weren't necessarily going to explore a lot, it's not a place that we would consider retiring to. So Puerto Vallarta was the choice.
Nope. Wrong.
What?
The choice was to go to Grand Cayman.
Oh, my bad. Can
yes.
we start over?
No.
Can we start
no.
over? Okay.
No, because it's great when I get to correct you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so great.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yes.
That's
we
why
were
these
originally supposed to
go to Grand Cayman.
I'm going to say we started the night off record. David saying Nicole's researching so she can come on here and kick my ass.
Well, and it's embarrassing because I'm looking at my Google photos from the trip, and I took screenshots of a couple of headlines. Why did we not go to the Caribbean, aka the Grand Cayman? Hurricane Nicole. So so on the day we left,
she's still doing damage.
As we're sitting at the Saxon pub doing our traditional morning getaway mimosas, a headline popped up that said, Nicole weakens to tropical storm after striking Florida's coast as the first November hurricane in nearly 40 years. So I, of course, had a lot of fun with puns on social media about Hurricane Nicole. And at the end of that day, we had another one, breaking news. Nicole now a depression, but still will cause problems over a large area. I don't know if that's a headline or a statement about my life, but in any event, so we had to make a last minute switch.
And right, because we couldn't, it was, the Caymans were fine, but the problem was we were going to have to fly through Florida to get to the Caymans,
yep.
And the flights were getting canceled.
Were you going to have to go into Miami?
For that, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And it was going right at South Florida. So we shifted gears at the last minute. We found a place in Puerto Vallarta. It was actually a cheaper flight, I think, even if it was a last minute change. We flew in.
We had to fly through California this time. So we didn't have to worry about a hurricane on that side of the country.
I don't think we flew through California. Looking at that picture, it looks like Dallas to me. Maybe Houston. I think it was Houston. In any event, yeah, got to Puerto Vallarta, and it was similar to the other airports in Mexico we've flown into before, like Cabo and Cancun, where we go frequently. But not as much water as you can see, because you're flying in overland, and the water is to the west of Puerto Vallarta, where the airport is particularly. So that's why we went, was to get away from the pain and strife that built up over 3 months and it wasn't just my daughter's wedding in November, but also Nicole's son Seth got married in September.
7 weeks before.
7 weeks before. So we had two family weddings where we have the mother of the groom, the stepfather of the groom, the father of the bride, the stepmother of the bride, all the kids, the family. We were responsible for multiple Airbnbs, so we wanted to get away, and we did. Thank heavenly.
And didn't you say that one of the reasons why Puerto Vallarta was like sounded good is you had a lot of the people on the Love Boat went to.
So I'm old enough to have, have watched the Love Boat when I was a child with my parents.
I did too, but I didn't remember that.
Well, unfortunately, I can't remember the reason I went to Puerto Vallarta, but I can remember hearing about Puerto Vallarta on the Love Boat in 1977, among other things. What my brain chooses to remember and chooses to forget is really scholars should be studying this. We won a trivia contest on Valentine's Day because, among other things, I remembered the name of a Julia Roberts movie that I had no business ever seeing. So, but yeah, so when I was a kid, the Love Boat, which ostensibly sailed out of Los Angeles, seemed to go to Puerto Vallarta every second or third episode. So I was like, I guess I want to go to Puerto Vallarta one day. And so that was high on the list. But, of course, significantly and importantly, Southwest flies there.
Did you also summer at the Catskills?
I did not summer at the Catskills. My father did. He is of the...
generation.
Yeah.
So,
didn't we go to the Catskills in the summer?
Yeah, that's where my friend Doug's house
is. So he has summered at the Catskills.
We went once, but as an adult.
So Nicole, of course, had to scramble and put on her research hat and find the place to stay. And she found a really great resort.
Yeah. So I had a lot of Marriott points from my work. And so I went, I found the Delta Hotel Riviera Nayarit, which is a Marriott property in outside of Puerto Vallarta, and it was an all inclusive, so I didn't want to have to worry about anything. I just wanted to sit at the place and just chill. Just wanted to chill, and it looked like a very zen resort. It looked very relaxing, and that's what I really wanted. And it did turn out to be a very zen resort. There was only a couple of kids there, but. Warning, we could see them building, actively building a water park. So I think that the non-overrun with children is going to change. I think there will probably be more children in the future at that particular resort. And it's up kind of in the mountain. It reminded me in some ways of the resort we stayed in Costa Rica, where it was very steep hills from where the restaurants were back up to the rooms, but the pool had like an infinity edge over the forest, the rainforest, and it was it felt like a very natural type of environment. The food at the pool was really good.
For resort pool
all menu, inclusive, it was really good.
The food
good.
Was really good. Everything we ordered was
we went
good.
To, we had a hibachi one night, and it was really good. And the guy was a lot of fun that was, you know, doing our hibachi, except that there was a kid sitting with us. That was difficult.
And they catered to the kid as if nobody else was there.
Yeah.
So there was that. But one of the nice things is, though, that, you know, you go to the Puerto Vallarta and you're that close to the Pacific Ocean. They have an arrangement with a local beach club.
Well, it's actually their beach club. So this resort was not on the beach. So it was up in the mountain. But they have a shuttle that goes down to their beach club that's on the beach. And you take the shuttle down. And it's really short. But it's all inclusive there, too. It goes with your stay at the resort, so you get to hang out at the resort, at the beach, and you know they'll wait on you, and took really good care of us right there. While we were there, I of course went wandering up and down the beach because that's what I do, and I found this piece of cloth that was wadded up, so I thought, what is that? So I picked it up, and it was a beautiful tapestry of a woman with like a basket of flowers on her head and just real pretty colors, but muted because it'd been in the ocean. And I kept that, and that's now I've I've had it framed, and it's in one of our guest rooms, our garden room, you know, because of the flower theme. And that was, you know, a really cool souvenir.
Yep. That didn't cost us anything.
Right.
So we were able to spend a day on the beach and then went back to the resort and got dressed up for dinner. Had a nice dinner there on Friday night.
And there's this this really cool natural pool at the resort. It's about halfway down the mountain with like a waterfall. I played in it a little bit, but we didn't spend much time there because it's very shaded, so there's no sun, which people who don't want a lot of sun, that would be perfect for them. But so you've got the two different very unique pools at that resort. But then, of course, you know, I said we didn't want to do anything, just sit at the resort. And then, you know, I'm going, well, we're going to a new place, so I actually booked a couple of excursions.
Right. So Saturday we got up and we went on a
catamaran.
That was
it was like a yacht. It was a luxury yacht.
Yeah.
Catamaran. Yeah, it was really cool. And it was to go to a waterfall at Yalapa waterfall. So we took it there, and there is a on the way up to Yalapa Waterfall, there is a little fishing village. It's neat little, like, all these little ramshackle shacks, and they're selling stuff, and, like, it feels like you're going through a maze to get through them. It was really, really cool going through there. And then we got to the waterfall. The waterfall was beautiful.
And then it was a party on the yacht, and this is a crazy story.
Yeah.
There was a woman there who's having issues with motion sickness on the boat. And Nicole befriended her to, you know, make sure she was okay. And Nicole gave her 2 cents. And she was with this man. It was a black guy. He was massive. He was just ginormous. And I noticed quickly that he had 2 huge tattoos.
Well, he had a lot of tattoos, but
two. But he had 2 huge ones that were logos and numbers. One was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo and then a number in the 70s. The other was the Scarlet Knights R and a number there. And so turns out that not only did he go to Rutgers and play football for Rutgers, but he went to the pros and played for the Buccaneers. And I actually saw one of the bowl games that he was played in and was voted, can't remember if it was like the offensive lineman of the game or the Rutgers offensive player of the game, which is very unusual for an offensive lineman. So he and I spent a lot of time talking about Rutgers because it was November, so it was football season. And 2 years ago, we weren't doing too hot. But that was really, really cool. And Nicole, you know, befriended his lady friend. I don't recall the exact
girlfriend.
Who is the player?
You would ask that. I don't remember when.
Yeah, you knew the name then.
Of all the collectibles, you couldn't collect an NFL football player.
Well, don't, you know, I tried. We exchanged a few texts a little bit. And we were going to meet up at the bowl game if there was one.
Well, and then he had kids and we were supposed to take them. We were supposed to all take our kids together to go to Disney World.
Right.
We were going to meet up there, but like kind of, you know, things kind of start falling off.
Yeah. So. No, that's not it.
But then another night I ran across this, and I knew once I saw it that we had to do it. So it was a pirate cruise on a pirate ship.
David hated that, didn't he?
Oh, he was awful. It was awful. So, yeah, once I saw it, I was like, oh, God, we have to do this because, like, David's going to love this. And it was a dinner cruise. So yeah, we got to do this whole, they went out into the ocean on this pirate ship and they did a whole show and everybody was in character the whole time, and the food was really good.
So was it almost like dinner theater type?
Yes, it was very much like dinner theater, and we actually collected somebody there, and she's still one of my Facebook friends.
On the pirate ship?
Yes, that young girl.
I don't even remember that either. There was a lot of rum.
Yes, there was a lot.
By the way, the football player was Desmond Wynn.
Okay, yeah.
Desmond Wynn. So the folks on the pirate ship were great. They had a band there that played. You know, there's not exactly pirate music per se. It's a mix. You know, when you hear music in a pirate themed movie or something, it sounds almost like Irish music. So they had a band that played that. They had characters. The urinal was a shark's head. That was scary. They had a dance. Was it a dance contest that you got pulled up on stage for?
I think they just pulled me up there to dance.
No.
It was Nicole's dance contest.
Yeah.
No, there was three of you that were called up for a dance contest, and a lot of risque jokes. Yep, there's your dancing. And it was really cool. They were very friendly, and you got to. And when we were leaving at the end of the night, is that the girl?
No.
When we were leaving at the end of the night, a couple of the characters who were hysterical on stage were out there, and they were cool and let us pose for pictures with them. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And then, so this is the Christine trip. Okay. So is there more to tell about Puerto Vallarta? Because we were only there Thursday to Sunday. So we're there Thursday. Friday we went to the beach. Saturday we went on the yacht. Saturday night we went to the pirate ship. And Sunday we came home.
Well, I guess kind of my summary would be it can be a very great party place, or it can be a very zen place. There is a very large expat community in Puerto Vallarta, so there's a lot of English speakers. There's an area called the Zona Romantica that's a LGBTQ friendly area. So you've got this, you know, it's a very great city for, you know, the LGBTQ community. But there's also like the Malecón boardwalk that you can go up and down that has just like bars and clubs and cafes. So you can have fun there during the day or at night. So kind of whatever. Or you can just chill and be zen.
Or, you know, you could take a cruise out of Los Angeles on the Love Boat. Okay, we got to cap this off with the best crazy story that we've got. This is just too good to be true. In terms of crazy stories, when we got on the plane on Thursday, we always try to sit in these two particular middle seats near the exit row on Southwest, that where there's just a two seater. So there's no window seat and it's right in front of the exit row. And we got on the plane and there was a flight attendant, a female, and she looked to be somewhere around our ages, maybe a few years younger. And, she was wearing a throwback outfit as opposed to what so many flight attendants for Southwest wear. A Southwest throwback, right? So it's a long sleeve blue blouse with a red scarf around her neck, black skirt. She was cute. She was fun. She was nice. We got to know her. Her name was Christine. She took really good care of us on our way there. I complimented her on her outfit, and that was on Thursday. And so by this point, so this is 2022, this point we're traveling quite a bit and we're starting this process of becoming amazing adventures. So then Sunday when we go to the airport and we get on the plane, I'm walking down the jetway and I turn the corner and I look in the plane and there's Christine at the front of the plane working our flight back. So she worked both legs of ours. She did not get to stay in Puerto Vallarta for 3 days like we did. But I, as soon as I turned the corner, I saw her, I was like, Christine! She's like, David! Nicole! We're like, okay, where do we need to sit? She goes, I'm in the front this time. We're like, okay, we'll give up our seats to sit by you. Okay? So we sat in something like, I don't know, fourth or fifth row. And I take the aisle, and Nicole takes the middle seat. Or maybe she sat in the window seat and put her giant, massive Dora backpack on the center seat. But they made it clear it was a completely full flight, and every seat would be taken. Now, sometimes they say that, and you look at a flight attendant, especially if you know them, like Christine, and go, is it really full? Wink. And she's like, yes, it's really full. Like, so we wait and wait and wait, and finally Nicole moves into the middle seat. She puts her backpack under. The window seat's open. This woman gets on the plane, and we had noticed her in the waiting area outside. She gets on the plane, and she's looking, and she sees the window seat, and she's like, and she's little. You know, Nicole's 5'7". This woman's probably 5'2", 5'3", regular size. And she's like, oh, is that seat open? And we're like, yes, it is. Come, little person, and take the window seat. And she turns to her large husband and says, okay, honey, you sit there, and I'll sit over here, like in either the front row or the second row. And we're like, oh. So we have been partying in Puerto Vallarta for 3 days and nights. So, and we know the routine. So the guy gets on. So we get up. He takes the window seat. Nicole goes in the middle. I take the aisle. We immediately go to sleep. We're not in an exit row, so we don't have to stay awake to hear any pitches. We just go to sleep. And he's just sitting there. And then when the plane gets to 10,000 feet, right, there's a ding, and a flight attendant comes on and says, ladies and gentlemen, the captain, we're now at 10,000 feet. You're free to take out your laptops and put your tray tables down. The seatbelt sign is still lit, so please stay in your seats until the captain feels it's safe. We'll be around soon to start your beverage service. That is like a Pavlovian response for us. We are asleep. Ding. We're at 10,000 feet. We awake up. Soon as we wake up, within seconds of us waking up, Christine comes over. She drops two Miller Lights on my tray and hands Nicole two bottles of vodka and brings her back a Sprite and cups and the lime packets that Nicole likes. And Christine, being nice, sweet, fair, and whatnot, said to Mr. Window Seat, said, would you like anything? He goes, I'll take a Jack and Coke. And she brings him two bottles of Jack, too. And he turns to us and he looks at us, and I said, we had her on the flight down here Thursday. She's a blast. He said, I got to admit, when I sat down and you two went to sleep, I thought this was going to be the most boring flight home from a party I've ever had in my whole life. Suffice to say, he's from New Orleans, and it was not the most boring flight home for a party he'd ever had.
She was throwing
beers at me and throwing alcohol at us. And but wait, there's more. So we did actually say, hey, can we get a picture with you? And we told her about our planning travel, whatnot. At some point, she's taking pictures. Somebody was taking her picture. She's like leaning into my seat, so to speak. And she told me to get up, and I got in the aisle, and she sat down in my seat, and I took a picture of her and Nicole, and New Orleans Todd leaned into one of the pictures. He was so happy. We had a great time with Christine. So, but there's more. Why, yes, there's more. So the flight from Puerto Vallarta, we were supposed to go through Houston, change planes, and get into Austin. And it was an afternoon flight, so we had plenty of time. The remnants of Hurricane Nicole had reached the Gulf. And
are you talking about your wife or the hurricane?
Yeah, both. We actually, this Hurricane Nicole did not reach the Gulf. But as the flight comes in and it comes over what looks to be about Laredo, you're definitely west of Harlingen, and we got about maybe in a half an hour or 45 minutes outside of Houston, and we went into a circular pattern over not quite Corpus Christi. I don't know what we were over. We were there for quite a while. We did 1, 2, three loops, and they diverted us to Austin, where we're coming to. And we get to Austin. They diverted us there. Why? Because Houston wasn't safe to go to yet, and we needed gas. We needed fuel. So we are sitting on the tarmac in Austin, and we're like, we're not the only ones. There's other people on the plane going, but my car's right there. Because we're going to have to go to Houston, go through customs, get our bags, check, go out, check back in, go back through security to go back. Like, can we just go? Nope. They wouldn't let us. International flight and all. So, yeah. So now this incredibly long flight gets longer and longer. And we still managed to make it to Houston in time that we got dinner at one, at Papa's Burger in the Houston airport, because our direct flight from Puerto Vallarta to Houston, which was supposed to be a simple three and a half hour flight, turned into a 5-hour odyssey with Christine, the fantastic flight attendant, keeping us well lubricated.
/bartender.
Yeah. And so just as a little footnote, one of these days you're going to hear about our most recent trip. Now I can't remember which one. Costa Rica. So we just went to Costa Rica recently. We're not going to talk about that for a while because you've already heard about one from us if you've listened to it. But we got on the plane to come home from Costa Rica a month ago, and I turn the corner and head to the middle where our seats are, and standing in our seats in the same outfit is Christine. So she's now been our flight attendant 3 times. And at this point, we haven't just collected her. Nicole and her are Facebook friends. She's following our Amazing Adventures page. And now when we do trips to that might involve Houston and go to Mexico and Central America, Nicole reaches out and say, hey, are you going to be on this flight, or can you pick up this flight? So we'll probably, I wouldn't be surprised if we ever found ourselves in Houston for a couple of days getting together with her. So we've completely collected Christine, the flight attendant. And we also, as we often do, because she was so good, and not just because she brought us alcohol. I mean, you know, just initially when we complimented her on her outfit and, you know, she couldn't have been nicer at the beginning of the first trip. You know, we put it on social media, and Southwest was very appreciative and thankful for us appreciating her. And so that was the great thing about Puerto Vallarta, is that the party did not end in Puerto Vallarta.
It was great.
Yeah, that's another place. If there was a reason to go back, you know, like a destination wedding, or friends said, hey, we want to go to Puerto Vallarta, I definitely think I'd want to Airbnb it if we could.
Yeah, I'd want to be closer to downtown.
Right.
For sure.
But in terms of like needing 3 or 4 days of rest and relaxation,
it was a great trip.
It was a great trip for that.
And research the water park before you go, because you may not want to stay at the same place.
You may not want to stay at that place.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up. Guys, this has been another episode of Amazing Adventures with David and Nicole. Talk to you next time.